and he sank into a reverie, which lasted a long time. Then, taking my sheep out of his pocket, he buried himself in the contemplation of his treasure. You can imagine how my curiosity was aroused by this half-confidence about the other planets. I made a great effort, therefore, to find out more on this subject. "My little man, where do you come from? What is this where I live of which you speak? Where do you want to take your sheep?" After a reflective silence, he answered,
"The thing that is so good about the fox you have given me is that at night he can use it as his house."
"That is so. And if you are good, I will give you a string too, so that you can tie him during the day, and a post to tie him to." But the little prince seemed shocked by this offer.
"Tie him? What a queer idea."
"But if you don't tie him," I said, "he will wander off somewhere and get lost." My friend broke into another peal of laughter.
"Well, where do you think he would go?"
"Anywhere, straight ahead of him." Then the little prince said earnestly,
"That doesn't matter. Where I live, everything is so small."
And with perhaps a hint of sadness, he added,
"Straight ahead of him, nobody can go very far."